If you're a parent, you may worry about your children having too much screen time, getting addicted to computers, video games and the like at the expense, for example, of playing with their friends and developing proper social skills. But researchers in Edinburgh are giving toddlers as young as 18 months their own iPad, apparently to improve social skills. Well, the youngsters are autistic children who sometimes have difficulty relating to people. Here's, first of all, what the game sounds like.
Where am I? Good job. Terrific. Can you see me? Fantastic. You did it. Flower. Terrific.
Okay, psychologist Dr. Sue Fletcher-Watson of Edinburgh University is leader on the project. Sue, you better tell us what was going on there in the game.
Good morning, Tom. The game involves spotting a person in a scene. So that's the character who's saying, "Can you find me?" And the scene gets increasingly more crowded with distracting items, so making your job to spot the person a little bit more complicated. And when you heard the voice say flower, that's if you press one of those distracting items, you get the name of the item, but you don't get rewarded. You don't move on to the next trial.
And how does this benefit autistic children?
Well, we won't really know whether it benefits them until we've finished our research, of course. Yeah. But it's been designed to allow them to practice very basic social skills in a way that we hope they will find fun, very highly motivating, and safe, unlike a real social situation, which can be very threatening and confusing for a child with autism.
Well, flesh that out a bit more. How exactly would it? Do you think it might benefit them where they would fall down, perhaps in a real environment?
Well, the game allows you to repeat and practice a social skill over and over again in relatively controlled conditions. We've also put a lot of effort into creating a reward system in the game, which will help the children feel motivated to keep playing, whereas the rewards you get in the real world are themselves inherently social, smiles and clapping and things like that. And that doesn't necessarily motivate a child with autism to continue what they're doing.
And autistic children in particular, is there a sort of strong bond with technology? Can they be quite good in that sort of area with computers?
Yes, absolutely. That's definitely one of the reasons why we developed this project. We wanted to play to the known skills and preferences of children with autism. There's a lot of good research showing that computer-based learning can be very effective with this group. And what the iPad allows us to do fairly uniquely is work with children from a very young age when education and intervention can be most beneficial to them.
I mean, 18 months is very young, isn't it, to be playing around on an iPad?
Yes, it is extraordinarily young. I'm as surprised as you are. We've done a lot of pilot work and demonstrated that the game is accessible to children that young. Because the iPad screen is very big, you don't have to have very kind of delicate finger control, so sort of clumsy toddler fingers can work it fine. It's just an extremely intuitive piece of kit. So that's a really exciting technological development for us who are working with these young children.
Many people, parents especially, might think computers, God blimey, they're a block to social skills. You think the opposite?
No, not the opposite exactly. I do very much sympathise with that perspective. I think what we're saying is that the technology is there and we should be harnessing it to benefit children rather than sort of rejecting it wholesale. And I also think that a lot of therapeutic approaches for working with children with autism are with another person, a therapist or the parent has received training or a teacher, for example. And because of their difficulty relating to other people, that can be a barrier to accessing the therapy. So we hope that by taking a technology-based route, we can help scaffold some of those social skills that will then allow them to go on and access intervention with other people at a later stage.
I know this isn't your area, but could you imagine a game for children without autism to improve their social skills?
I could. I think children without autism don't need so much help with their social skills on the whole. They come pretty naturally to them,
and
that's really... It depends how you define their social skills, I suppose. Please and thank you, maybe not so much.
Okay,
I think you could develop games for anything, really.
Okay, all right. Thanks for joining us. That's psychologist Sue Fletcher-Watson at Edinburgh University.
It's 24 minutes past 8 GMT.